Well, Darrell, we've been following the currency issue for quite some time now, and here we are, seem to be trapped in a bit of a trading range. Is our loonie found a bit of a settling point here?
Well, we've been tracking up now for the last several months after a pretty hard sell-off through the winter and early spring this year, and we reached a contract high of around 94 Ray. Then another sell-off, and then a push back towards that number. As we've been working higher, the Canadian government, of course, has been making overtures that this is not exactly something that they'd like to see, as it's been a little bit of a problem for the recovery in our Canadian economy.
So with where things are at right now, Darrell, do you see this being a level we're going to continue at for some time?
But it would appear the 90 level is very, very strong support, and the 94 level, very, very strong resistance here. So the people that will bring more capital to the Canadian currency will be watching those two levels very closely, Ray. Interesting to note this morning is that we sold it off quite hard here in the overnight trade, and it had to do with a U.S. dollar-denominated bond issue that the Canadian government intends on floating about $3 billion worth, and this is the first time they've done that in more than 10 years.
Is this in response to what the governor had said last week, talking about trying to keep our Canadian dollar lower here, Darrell?
It would appear that very much that way to me, although the government denies that this bond issue was done in a manner to stimulate purchase of the U.S. dollars and selling of the Canadian dollars. You know, the timing of this announcement would seem to indicate that, Ray.
So with the fact we're trying to keep our dollar devalued here compared to the U.S. dollar, is this a chance to gain some currency hold here for our producers, Darrell?
I would look at it that way, Ray, because again, it's very clear to the international community that we have a much stronger fiscal position than the United States does. Of course, no one likes to see the dollar high because we're a major exporting nation, and a higher dollar hurts us in that regard. But the flip side, of course, is that it makes imports cheaper, allows us to buy foreign technology much cheaper. So there's always, a plus and a minus to this issue. But I would look at this as just a continuing uptrend, some temporary short-term factors that are attempting to keep it rising too quickly.
So again, you've mentioned in the past, these currency hedges, if you want to call it that, can make a big difference to a producer's bottom line here.
Very much so. And it's important to understand that all offshore sales are predominantly sold in U.S. dollars, that's the international reserve currency, and it's very important to get a strategy around the value of your export with respect to the Canadian dollar. If you want any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com Market Minute.